With that, we will move to item number 25, which is the CSP Resort Repair and Maintenance Update.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Matt Snyder, Superintendent Custer State Park.
Good morning.
With me this morning, I have Tom Beigler, President of Regency Ramcota Companies, Josh Schmaltz, Vice President, Regency Ramcota Companies. Ryan Flick is our Operations Manager for Custer State Park Resort. So what we'd like to do today is have Josh and his crew go over the 2018 R&M, our completed projects that we accomplished this past year. And then I will go over our five-year plan, just kind of briefly what we have planned for the next 5 years. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Josh.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for your time today. As you guys have the 2018 R&M projects, kind of hit some highlights of the 2018. As you guys can probably see, the Jeep Barn renovation was the big one that sticks out. Kind of a little bit of history going back. There was a lot of discussion on what we were going to do with that facility, and we came to the conclusion that we wanted to save it, and we renovated it. It's been a huge success. Ryan, how many events?
For 2019, there was 18 in 2018, 18 events just since August 20th of 2018, 40 already for next year booked.
Yeah. So for those of you that we had the governor's dinner there, and it was a huge success. So thank you for allowing us to do that project. It was a great project. Coolidge Store, just some minor repairs. Legion Lake, we finished up 8 of the cabins. We did the pine beetle. We renovated doors, windows, siding. Again, as we've talked about in the past, we want those cabins to be around for the next 100 years, and we've really got them up to date. I guess we'll talk about 19.
Yeah.
Okay. Bluebell, we did some dorm renovations as we all struggle throughout the season to get employees. We've renovated all of the dorms, State Game Lodge, Sylvan Lake, Bluebell, and a little bit of Legion, and Legion will be in the next five-year plan also. Sylvan Lake Lodge, we had some carryover from the cabins renovations from the prior year. We did have some store repairs from the flooding that was there when we renovated the cabins and brought the new cabins in. The store was flooded from the back. Tile was popping up, the cabinets. That was long overdue also, so we invested some money in those. And that brought us to the total dollar spent. Like I said, as you could see, the big one was the Jeep Barn. And we do have a balance at the end of 2018 going forward of a deficit of $489,000. It is a lot. As Matt talks about our five-year plan, we will whittle that down at the end of the 5 years. We've been here before. At the end of, I think it was 2010, 2011, when the Game Lodge was renovated, we were over $1 million in with a deficit, and we've cut that back down. So no concerns from our end to get that deficit down. Any questions regarding 2018?
Those are some nice improvements. It's really,
thank you.
It really looks great.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Peterson, just a comment that Jeep Barn is so neat, and all the other improvements are really, it's really great how you're continuing to keep everything up to date.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question on the R&M fund. Roughly what in a year does that generate?
It's 5% of gross receipts. So it'll be $750,000 to $800,000 on where we're at today.
So what we're seeing on this line, that's?
Yes, the contribution of $772,000.
Just the annual, thank you.
Yes. Yep.
Well, with that, I'll go into our five-year plan. And for the last several years, we've been operating on a five-year plan when it comes to the R&M. So when it was decided, and Josh and I were pushing for the Jeep Barn renovations and that, you know, one of the questions we struggled with is, okay, how do we make this happen, knowing that the cost was going to be what it is, but continuing with our cycle of making sure all the cabins are renovated and upgraded? And as you see through the five-year plan, we're going to be able to accomplish both of them. So in 2019, some of the things we're going to be working on there, just going to hit on some of the highlights here, but at the State Game Lodge, we're going to start with a couple cabin remodels there, and those would be the duplex cabins that are down across from the main reunion cabin there. There's the larger cabins that are down in that area, some of the older ones we have there. So we'll go in and basically be staining them and remodeling the interiors of them. So anytime we've been remodeling cabins, we've been doing it. The finishes have been in bugwood. That bugwood is still bugwood that was harvested from the park through the pine beetle epidemic that we had years back. So then we're going to basically do some enhancements at the administrative building up by the game lodge. Everything there is looking really nice. We have the old administrative building there, so we're going to basically re-side that to match everything else in that complex, put a dormer on the one side, make it look a little bit more attractive. You know, we contemplated at one time, do we move out of that building? Do we go down to the old Star Academy, the girls' camp? My staff has taken that project over, or that space over down there, as their interpretive archival center. So, and from a resort standpoint and everything else we do, having the resort staff, their administrative building where it is, works for them. With the game lodge and all the weddings and everything they do there, just being accessible to the public. So that's one of the decisions that, or one of the factors that came into that decision too. So we're committed to enhancing that building to make it fit into the rest of the park. Moving on to Legion Lake, we have 11 sleeping cabins there that will be renovated in 2019. Like I said, that will all be done in bugwood. It's the interior exteriors, and those are the last 11 cabins that need to be done at Legion Lake. So after 2019, after this year, Legion Lake will be done. All the cabins there will be renovated. Bluebell, we're not doing anything there this next year. And then up at Sylvan Lake, some main things we did up there, and this has already been accomplished this fall, and that was the roof on the lodge needed replaced and the roof on the auditorium needed replaced. So just some general upkeep and repair that we continually do on those facilities, and we already have that accomplished prior to the weather setting in. Moving on to 2020, State Game Lodge, just some general repairs on the carpet. We have the old Game Lodge chapel there. We're going to do some renovations on that, bring that up to current standards. That was actually built on site in 1954, so it's part of our park history. Our interpretive staff are basically going to develop an interpretive plaque to go on inside of that building to explain a little bit more of that history. And the goal would be to have it open during the course of the day for people to kind of walk in and out of it. But it needs some tender, loving care right now. So we're going to accomplish that. And then something that we've been working on for the last several years, but now with the game lodge and everything complete, the Jeep barn complete, going to basically put some irrigation in to keep the lawns nice in that area and that. I mean, we do it now by hand. Josh's staff does, but it's just come to a point where it's be more cost effective, more efficient to actually get a sprinkler system put in that those locations there. So moving down to Bluebell, Legion Lake, like I stated, we were done. Bluebell, we're going to go down there and start on 12 cabin remodels down there. Do some interior. The exteriors already been stained over the last several years. That's in good shape. But there's some older cabins down there that we're going to go in and actually cobblast the interior. It's a log interior that's kind of dark. We're going to lighten them up, put new windows, doors, new interiors to 12 of the cabins down there at Bluebell. Going to do a little bit of work on the Bluebell store exterior. Some of the siding there, it needs a little bit of a facelift. It's kind of a hardy plank siding that's kind of fading out on us. So we're going to basically go in and repaint that structure and make that keep looking nice. So. And then up at Sylvan Lake, matter of it's time for some new carpet and that in the lodge up there at Sylvan Lake. So those are the main projects there for 2020. Excuse me. In 2021 at the State Game Lodge, we're going to do some staining there. Bluebell, we're basically going to do the remaining 12 cabin renovations down there. And at that time, all the Bluebell cabins will be complete that basically need an update as of right now. So those would be basically the last cabins. So by 2021, all the cabins in Custer State Park will be renovated to up to current standards. So that's a major project for us there. Also looking at the Sylvan Lake Lodge, we got new carpet and all that in the year before. The following year, we're going to update all the interior woodwork in the hallways, the trims, and the public space there, enhance that area when you first come into the lodge up at Sylvan Lake there. So that'll be a nice project there. Moving on to 2022, we're going to shift down to the Game Lodge. We have four cabin remodels we're going to do there. So I said in 2021 we were done. No, we have a few left in Game Lodge that we need to accomplish. There's four cabins there, some of the original cabins in the meadow area, as we call it. We'll go in and do some renovations there. Also in 2022, we're looking at the Legion Lake Lodge, doing some either dorm relocation and remodel, or looking at possibly, you know, do we bring in some new dorm settings. Right now, if you're familiar, when you go into the Legion Lake area, you come up the hill into the cabin area, right off to our right is where some of our seasonal dorms are now. The goal would be to get them out of there. And whether we pick them up and move them and remodel them, or we just start over, that's yet to be determined. But we're looking at some of our different options there. So, and then up at Sylvan Lake Lodge in 2022, we're looking at doing the exterior siding and replacing some new windows in there. It's been several years since that building's been touched on the exterior. It's still in okay shape, but by then we're gonna give it a facelift in that year. And then moving on to our final year of this five-year plan, we would finish six cabins at Game Lodge. So in 2023 is when we would actually be done with all the resort complexes with all the cabins. So there's six of them that we would need to, that we want to basically go and do interior exterior work on. Legion Lake Lodge, by then at Legion Lake, the carpet's going to need replaced in there. Sylvan Lake, the lodge up there, and some of the cabins, we'll be looking at doing some carpet as well. And then the key here is our estimated balance at the end of 2023, taking it from that almost $500,000 deficit where we are now, we're looking at about $2,000 deficit, which is no big deal to make up. Looking at into the future of R&M, a lot of it's going to be continue the future maintaining of the integrity of the buildings. You know, right now we're going to be in good shape after this 5 years. There's always going to be those ongoing roofing projects, updating carpet, things like that. And I would think where we're looking at after 2023, when we get into that next five-year R&M, at the end of that time period, so when you're looking at, you know, 2027, 2029, in that time period there, we're probably going to be starting this recycle again of some of those Bluebell cabins that were upgraded in the mid to late 80s, going in there and doing some of them renovations in that now. They're currently up to snuff, they're good, they're meeting the needs, but things wear out, conditions wear out, so that's something that we're always going to continually be doing, is just looking at the integrity of these buildings and keeping them up to speed with what people are expecting and wanting. So with that, Josh, anything to add?
I do have one. Going back to the event barn, if you guys were involved in any of the original bidding process, we had a number from a couple of contractors, and then we went to the architectural drawings, and our architect did the drawings. There were two estimates that we got from two companies out of Rapid City, and one was a little over $900,000, and the other one was a little over $1 million. So, again, it was a big ticket item, but when you look at what we did, we decided to do it internally, so we basically generaled it ourselves. So between myself and Ryan, and then some help from Matt and his team, we were able to accomplish it for substantially less than having a general contractor do it. So that's it.
You know, and one other quick update before I entertain any questions on R&M, but the bonding process that we did, the last bonding cycle 3 years ago now, time escapes me. We're on the last go around of that, finishing up those projects, and the two projects we have left for that bonding that we did a few years back is right now we're in the process of bearing some lines around the Sylvan Lake Lodge, the cabin areas there, some of those new cabins we put in. So that will start this winter. RCS, a contractor out of Rapid City, got that bid. They're actually starting to mobilize now, and they have the next couple seasons, winter seasons, kind of off seasons, to get that work done. But they basically stopped by the 1st of May, so they will not be in there working during the use period, and then they'll be back next fall to finish that project up. And then another one that we're working on to wrap everything up is just redoing the lower bathrooms in the Coolidge store. The Coolidge store sees a lot of traffic, a lot of bus traffic. We have some old restrooms upstairs. The goal will be to basically redo those bathrooms on the main level, make them ADA, make them a lot nicer, and do away with our bathrooms upstairs. So just kind of a wrap-up of those bonding projects, and then we'll basically be done with that and wait for the next go-around of that in future years. So with that, I would gladly entertain any questions anybody may have.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Commissioner Peterson, it doesn't so much have to do with the money that's being spent, but I can see that the usage is, to me, when I'm there, it looks like it's really getting good use for all these new improvements. And then on the other side of the road at the Game Lodge with the updates on the that were done over there and stuff. So do you guys feel that that you're seeing more usage because of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start off, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Peterson. Our fall shoulder season is definitely keeps increasing. And I feel like use overall, people are still attracted to the park due to the upkeeps. We hear a lot of positive feedback on that, a lot of appreciation for keeping up with our structures. Everybody has aging infrastructure, but we continually to work on that. That gets noticed by the public. It's been going well, so.
Yeah, just to kind of add to that, Commissioner Peterson, yeah, I mean, and the overall experience of the guests staying there, when they leave happier. And you're right, those cabins across the road turned out great. So the overall experience of our guest expectations has changed as the years have gone up. So, those changes have made a big difference.
That's been fun to watch.
Yeah. I think one thing I've noticed over my tenure and having experience with the park when I was here in Pierre is we haven't had any major guest interruptions due to infrastructure failures over the last numerous years. I don't remember the last time there's been no water breaks or anything like that or sewer issues over the last 7 years that I've been out there where it's interrupted guest services for any you know, knock on wood. But, you know, we've had issues in the past. I remember, you know, years ago chasing a water leak down at Bluebell that went on for several days and can really impact things. So, you know, we continually look at that and continually deal with that, some through R&M, some through the past bonding projects. So we're continually trying to keep up with that. You can't always predict when you're going to have a break, but you know, the things that are in place are a lot better. We've enhanced our capacity with the Game Lodge system with the well there, so you know, we do have two wells there, so if one does go down, we have that availability. But you know, we continually look at that and improve on all aspects of it, not just the surface stuff that people get to see, but also the utilities that are underground, and making sure that when they're being used properly and they're working properly. So
the fire didn't affect any of our facilities.
Correct. I mean, we had one small little well house that impacted, like the old, we have some volunteer sites in that down at the old girls' camp. But that got staff replaced that right away and saw no issues with that come summer. It was up and ready to go and everything was fine. But regardless, at the Game Lodge, down at Bluebell, no infrastructure issues were damaged by the fire.
Commissioner Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Touch on how much use the new reunion cabins are getting that we've built in the last few years. I think we've built three new ones in the last little while.
Commissioners, how you doing? Actually, it remains very strong.
Last year, we did see a little bit of drop in occupancy in some of our rooms in other areas, but the larger cabins seem to do really, really well still. In the Game Lodge area, they're fantastic with the weddings and everything going on. Sylvan Lake sees that same trend. Bluebell stays strong, very strong through August. We're having to do some things to fill some of those late August and obviously when we get September, the size of the groups go down a little bit, but having that volume of different sizes within the park has really, you know, changed the efforts on that. But they have done very well. We've been able to get premium pricing on them, and people are, you know, they're really, really happy with the layouts of those cabins, and I think they've been a great success to this point.
I'll give you one criticism so you don't feel too good coming out of this. And that I've noticed and heard a few people comment is that some of the cabins are very dark inside. You know, they're pretty dark in there when you go ahead, Josh.
Are you specifically talking a specific lodge or just in general?
I think just in general, okay. I would make that comment. I have heard some people say, "Boy, it's pretty dark in here," you know.
We need to work on our lighting.
Lights,
we will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Anything else?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name's Tom Beagler. I'm CEO of I was the CEO of the Ram Dakota Companies for a long time when we started this project, and I would be remiss if I weren't to tell you how appreciative we are of you. You know, this Custer State Park doesn't happen without you guys and your support. If you look back to 2007, when we were lucky enough to have gotten the bid, things were a whole lot different. This is a spectacular jewel in the state park system, and I can tell you, I deal with a number of states and commissions like yours in a number of different states. This is the standard bearer in state parks. This is the one that everyone wants to be like. It's because of your efforts. It's because of this team. This is an incredibly good team. You know, more often than not, you get individuals that work separately, and they give you a little lip service. It feels like they're working together. These guys work together really, really well. It's a phenomenal thing that Josh and Matt and Ryan have built in Custer State Park. And thank you very much for allowing us to be part of it and for putting your trust in us.
Thank you for those comments. Appreciate it. Okay, way to go.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's been a great partnership. It is positive, and when we have something to rise, we all come together and we figure it out. You know, it's very much a team effort. Doesn't matter what uniform we wear, we're all one team when it comes together and providing great customer service. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we get great comments on Custer State Park, so very good.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Matt, do you want to comment on the Buffalo segment?
Talk